right, gentlemen, that completes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to the old business for the evening, we have one item, and that is conditional use number 1938, Karen Barwick.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion for Karen Barwick.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 1938 for Karen Barwick for a therapist office based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The proposed conditional use is appropriate for this section of Route 24 directly across from the BB Medical Campus. Proposed use is primarily a home occupation where the applicant conducts one-on-one therapy sessions. The need for this conditional use is the applicant's intention to provide group therapy sessions on the premises on a very limited basis. The use as a therapist's office will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or the communities. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. The use shall be limited to small group therapy sessions in addition to one-on-one therapy sessions permitted as a home occupation. There shall be no more than 7 participants in any group therapy session on the premises. In addition, the group therapy sessions will be limited to 2 group sessions per week. The parking shall be reconfigured to contain only 7 spaces with barriers to prohibit parking on grassy areas. The single parking space nearest to the Do Not Enter sign shall be eliminated. The applicant shall also install signage notifying clients that parking on Collins Avenue is prohibited. The applicant shall post a sign at Collins Avenue exit identifying the reduced speed on that residential roadway. The applicant shall contribute a pro rata share of all the upkeep and maintenance costs of Collins Avenue. There shall also be 1 lighted sign along Route 24 to identify the practice and the entrance. The sign shall not exceed 32 square feet inside per size, and it shall not be illuminated between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. The hours of the operation shall be between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall not be any parking in the front yard setbacks. All entrances and improvements shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. The use shall be served by county sewer when the service becomes available and shall comply with the requirements of the county engineering department regarding any improvement to the systems that are required to serve the property. The applicant shall submit a revised preliminary site plan addressing the conditions of this approval. This approval is linked to the applicant's home, is linked to the applicant's therapy home occupation. As a result, this conditional use shall automatically expire in the event the applicant no longer resides in the property and the home occupation is no longer valid. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question?
Yes, sir.
When you talk about the parking spaces, the plan that I looked at included one for handicapped parking. So would your number of 7, would that include the handicap, or would the handicap one be in addition?
Because I would say that.
Because they were showing the handicap one there by the garage, and then they originally showed 9 in the back.
I would say it would be in addition, so that would be 7 plus 1. One
handicap.
But the one that's out front goes away. That's would be the turnaround. There was one located almost in the entrance.
That was the handicap spot.
That was the handicap spot.
It just needs to be
moved.
That
was by the garage.
Yeah.
Behind the house.
That's right. It needs to be moved.
Yeah. One in the front goes away.
Goes away.
Yes.
And the other question I have with 7 participants, this is not including the therapist.
Therapist, correct.
Okay. I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1938, Karen Barwick for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion passes 4-1. Gentlemen, that completes our